بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, during the month of Ramadan and especially during the first 10 days, which commonly we know are called the days of Rahmah, the days of mercy, each person is seeking for those opportunities to draw the Rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one very easy method is that which has been mentioned in this verse of Quran, where Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That the entire Muslim ummah are brothers unto one another. Therefore, when you see that there is some discord, some friction, some enmity between two Muslim brothers, and you are in a position of authority, there is something that you can do to assist, then make every effort to reconcile between your brothers. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the benefit? What is the reward that you will get? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah says, so that you may be shown mercy. In other words, this act of reconciliation between two people will be a sabab, a cause for you to draw the special rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Previously we had spoken about unity and togetherness and how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had emphasized that there should always be unity at all times between the Muslim ummah, and how a person should try his utmost best to overlook and look past the differences that he has with other people. Here, this aspect of reconciliation is spoken about, that when two people have some discord, some friction, then from the outside, if there is something that you can do about it, you can assist, you can use your wealth, your time, your energy, your effort, your resources to try and reconcile between these two people, then you should do so. And great rewards have been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Here, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu explains that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the Sahaba on one occasion, that shall I not inform you of an action that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more rewarding than nafil salah, nafil fasting, charity, something that outweighs all of these a'mal and actions. And thereafter he explains, al-islah bayna thnain. When you reconcile between two people, then this action is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than nafil salah and fasting also. Muhaddithin explained the reason that when it comes to nafil ibadat, salah, fasting, the benefit is restricted to the person carrying out the ibadat. But when it comes to reconciliation between two people, bringing hearts together once again, then here the benefit is for the entire society. And we find how many evils that it dispels. Jealousy, enmity, friction amongst families. How many times we find just a few words of guidance, of advice, and an entire marriage is saved. The children are saved, the parents are saved, the entire society benefits in this way. So this is an extremely important aspect. Ulama explain also that as believers, as mu'mineen, we should be like hunters. What do you mean like hunters? The hunter waits for any animal to fall into his trap. In a similar way, people of iman are seeking those opportunities wherever they can draw the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, secure some forgiveness, get some sawab, some reward. So these are opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We heard yesterday in the Jummah khutbah also, the Jummah talk also, that the month of Ramadan is not only for salah, for tilawat of Quran, for zikrullah. Yes, those are very important ibadat. But when it comes to these aspects as well, we try and reconcile between two people and to understand how important this is also. We know how serious a guna, a sin it is to speak lies. It has been mentioned in the hadith also, one of the signs, one of the hallmarks of a munafiq, of a hypocrite, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. When he speaks, he lies. Yet, lying also has been permitted if the intention is to reconcile between two people. Here the hadith is mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the person who speaks a lie, when reconciling between two people, does not receive the sin for lying. Zayd and Umar are not speaking to one another. Now you go to one party and you say, you know what, that person spoke highly of you, he praised you, he says he can't wait to meet you. So this sets the mind in motion that perhaps that person thinks highly of me, perhaps he's not such a bad person after all. And this can become the first step to reconciliation. So great, great rewards have been mentioned. Let us see where we can try and draw the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can bring hearts together. We can remove discord, remove friction, remove enmity between two people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the promised rewards. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.